The Veterans Administration, or VA, is in charge of getting benefits like health care and disability compensation to Utah's former service members. But for veterans from past wars, it can be hard to navigate the system. KUER's Eric Newman reports on a local program meant to help veterans that may soon disappear.
Wesley Grossnickel was a helicopter door gunner in Vietnam in 1970 and 71.
We was in Huey, so we was in support, but we was called the 229th Assault.
Today, he lives in Cornish, Utah, a town of about 300. Grossnickel has hearing and vision problems. He also has heart trouble from exposure to Agent Orange, and he's being evaluated for PTSD. There are lots of things the VA can do for Grossnickel. The problem is finding out about them.
Because you don't know who to ask. Who do you call? You call somebody at the Veterans Administration. If they don't know you, they ain't going to tell you nothing.
Right now, there is a program to help him get benefits. It's called Cover to Cover. It enlists social workers in rural Utah to help vets navigate the VA if they don't know how to use a computer or they get frustrated with the paperwork required to file a claim. Deborah Crowther is calling the wife of an elderly veteran from her office in Logan, Utah.
You have 100 days of Medicare benefit.
Crowther is a veteran service officer with Cover to Cover. She works with vets living in Box Elder, Cache, and Rich counties.
I met with a guy yesterday who he got service connected for hearing loss. And he said, I got this letter. He says, all I really want is hearing aids. What do I do now?
Crowther has lots of stories like this. Wesley Grossnickel was another veteran she helped. He heard about Cover to Cover last November when he was applying to a program that helps low-income vets pay for their heat in the winter. Since he served in Vietnam, the VA has changed, and Grossnickel says he didn't know what he was eligible for.
Without her, I'd be lost. She can get me the paperwork, or she can tell me what paperwork I have. We can go online and get it. But without that knowledge, I don't know I got no idea.
Cover to Cover started in 2013 as a 3-year pilot program through the VA's Office of Rural Health. By most accounts, it's been a success. Organizers say they've served about 3,500 vets in Utah. Most are over 60 years old, and often they've never gone to the VA before. The program has also been adopted in Nevada, Oregon, Colorado, and Idaho. Jennifer Morgan came up with the idea for Cover to Cover. She says that sometimes the different parts of the VA, which give different benefits, don't always talk to each other.
It's hard. It's hard for veterans to figure out VA. It's hard for community agencies to figure out VA. And sometimes we have a training and we bring VA together because we have someone from healthcare and benefits.
Cover to Cover is different from other programs. It's all about providing vets with information. So if you're a veteran, it won't help you recover from a heart attack, but it can tell you how to find the cardiac program that will. Because of that, it's been hard for the VA to measure Cover to Cover's impact. Tom Klobuchar is the acting director of the VA's Office of Rural Health.
Well, it did actually make contact with another number of veterans, and we've seen their performance data. They couldn't actually demonstrate that they had a positive healthcare impact for individual veterans.
At the end of this month, the VA is planning to cut the funding for Cover to Cover and its 7 offices around the state. Klobuchar says to justify continuing to fund it, they would need to show it's making people healthier and saving money. Jennifer Morgan, the program's manager, says if Cover to Cover does go away, the social workers who run it won't lose their jobs.
As one of the directors said, is losing the funding, ultimately, it doesn't really hurt me. It doesn't really hurt my agency that much. It hurts the veteran.
Social workers like Deborah Crowther will have less time to focus on veterans. Recently, she was helping a man connect with the VA healthcare system, but he was homeless and camping out.
But the problem was he had a government phone that has limited minutes, and he was up in Logan Canyon. I have to go up and find these people, find out where they are.
She says if the program ends on September 30th, ensuring that people like Wesley Grossnickel get their benefits will be harder, and they may give up.
These people have walked me through the parts that I would have just said, I've had enough.
For veterans like him in rural parts of Utah, it could be a return to the past. Eric Newman, KUER News.